Honey, I'm going out. I'll be back in a couple hours.
You play Farmville and call yourself a gamer.
You said awesome, and I said I hate it.
Okay, so here we go. This is where the extended knowledge comes in.
Don't mind me. I'm just staring at a wall somewhere.
Can anyone afford Benedict Cumberbatch?
That's surprising.
I don't think a human could make those sounds.
Yeah, well, you can do it, though, can't you?
Yeah, I get it.
Hi, I'm Dean.
I'm still Paul.
And I'm Jason. Welcome to Nerds Before Birds, the podcast where you'll find reviews, rankings, and general discussion on all things pop culture. This week on the show, we're going through Stranger Things.
What? And by this week, we mean still.
Yeah, still this week. So we are on chapter 3, The Case of the Missing Lifeguard.
Chapter 3? What about the other two chapters? Yeah.
Well, okay.
We don't need to do that
because you're binging this.
Hey.
So we don't have to worry about that because you're already.
Well, just
already
in case
here,
somebody accidentally nice stumbles on this one first.
I mean, if we name them correctly, don't know how that would happen, but let's just assume the worst. Apparently, people are idiots.
What happens in this episode, guys? Where are we at?
Here's what's going down in this episode. Well, let's begin, shall we? We open,
shall we,
in Hopper's place, right?
Yes,
11 and Max are still
place.
Hanging
Max
out.
And, hanging out, yep.
They're right. Hanging out.
Oh, also, we think this one's also good. Soars like an eagle.
Soars like an eagle.
We've said that already. Like you said that last episode.
I did it.
We don't need to do this.
I forgot.
So Max and 11 are still hanging out.
It has it. 20 minutes.
Yeah, Max and 11 are hanging out. Yep, go on.
They're hanging out and then
where are they?
11 realizes, you know what? We can do some really sus stuff with my powers. And then she starts she tunes in to the boys
to see
what they're doing, and basically
rude.
Will is so trying rude. To set up a date. Oh my god, shut up.
We're just emphasizing how rude
I know.
We're hoping. Yeah.
Are we? I've lost it. Whatever.
Play a game of
D&D. They're playing D&D. The boys
Lucas
are talking about girls.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So Lucas and Mike are like just talking about how horrible girls are and that they're a different species and all this sort of stuff.
He called us a species.
Kind of like 11 sort of comes in.
He says species a lot.
Yeah. At the wrong time kind of thing. And also Lucas is farting on Mike and stuff like that. So
it's boys.
So 11's like, oh, maybe they're not the best people to spy on. So they decide to play a game of like
spin the bottle,
spy on people kind of thing. Yeah. They spin a bottle.
Spy the
to,
bottle?
Like, spy on random people. Though? Yeah, spy the bottle. I don't know what you want to call it.
Spy the bottle?
Like,
I like that. Spin the people?
Spy the bottle. Spin the people.
Spy the bottle.
Spy the people.
Whatever. Yeah, so they got a bottle and they've got a bunch of names.
All we know is it's a privacy breach.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, so they do that and they're like, oh, I wonder who we can actually spy on next. Hopper also comes home drunk around this point. But yeah, so they're in the process of spinning the bottle. I can't remember who they get first, but they're like, oh, let's not go with that person. They kind of seem a bit boring.
It was...
So they...
Oh, crap. No, I don't remember either.
Was it one of the teachers or something?
It might have been one of the teachers. I think it was one of the teachers. Mr. Wheeler, maybe?
Don't spy on him. He's just doing science.
I have no idea.
You know what? It was Mr. Wheeler. Yeah. So
okay.
So yeah, they spin on him and then they're like, let's try someone else. So they decide to do it again. And they get Billy.
Billy. Which, by the way, if you think Mr. Wheeler's gross, don't write his name down.
Yeah, I know, right?
Don't put him on the list.
Why would don't have him on the list. That's
rude. Probably seemed fun at the time. And there's like, actually thinking about it. Let's not do that.
Not fun.
It's like when you jokingly make a bet and someone's like, all right, do it. And you're like, no.
So Max is like, so Max is like, look, Billy's definitely not boring, but it's got a whole bunch of other problems about to happen.
Yes. And if we've learned anything
That's
from
right.
Billy from the last seasons, yes, he does have a bunch of problems. Ooh, so, yeah.
Anger issues.
He's got a few anger issues. Yeah. So yeah, she's spying in on Billy. Oh. So she decides to spy in on Billy, and yep. We notice that Billy's like standing over someone, and for a moment it seems like he knows that she's there.
Yeah.
He sort of turns around.
He sees her.
Yeah. He can sort of sense her or something like that.
Some sort of color or something.
Yes.
Some fragments.
Yeah. Some sort of glitch fractals in the Upside Down or whatever.
Yeah.
And she hears the screams of Heather.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. we know from the last episode that he was kind of like feeding the Heather to the monster or something.
That's
like
right.
That.
Yep.
We're not really sure what he was doing, but it looked like he was feeding her to the monster. And she realizes that he's either killed someone or he's attacked someone, some girl.
Yeah.
But she's not sure who. So she freaks out and Max is like, what happened?
Yeah. Oh, well, she gets up to Heather and Heather's like, help me, help me, help me. And then just gets sucked under the water.
That's right. She does too. She sees her like go under.
Which really have they cool. done that before? Have they done the whole like sucked through the water that everyone's walking on thing before?
I'm not sure.
I think this might be the first time that we've seen it.
It was cool either way.
It was so cool. I love how like it starts in the bath and then it like kind of progresses from there.
It does look really cool.
Yeah. The ice bath?
Years ago, I saw a Scarlett Johansson movie where she's like this alien.
Ghost in the Shell?
No.
Is it Lucy?
No, it's not Lucy. So it's like a kind of low budget kind of movie.
Avengers?
Where they
Avengers.
It's not it. It's Under the Skin. Under the Skin, where she basically is this alien that's like got the body of a human and she
the
like
Prestige?
She basically no, it's Under the Skin. It's called Under the Skin. Anyways, and it looks very similar to that, but she like basically.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Anyways, it looks exactly the same as this world that she goes into, because it's not quite the Upside Down, right? It's like her own sort of frequency or whatever. Yeah.
The in between
of the Upside Down.
Yeah.
Anyways.
It's the Inside Out.
Right side up. Inside Out, not a sad movie.
So the next day, Will is like, let's get onto this anyways. So the next day, Will is over at Mike's place and he's trying to get everyone to play Dungeons and Dragons, but nobody's really interested because they're all still really cranky about girls kind of thing. And so he's kind of upset about that. And then Joyce goes over to Hopper's place. And Hopper is just so...
He's a really like, nice guy in this moment. Like, he's really a dirty understanding. Boy, yeah. I think...
just yeah, a bit. Well, he feels a bit stood up. He
a little bit.
Very stood up.
Yeah. But Joyce doesn't realize that. Joyce is like, yeah, I was doing science all night, man. What are you talking about?
yeah, exactly.
She doesn't like, even apologize.
There's something going on in Hawkins. There's something going on kind of thing.
What a joke.
And also, like, he does have that massive speech moment where she's, like, in the other room and she just, like, actually walks out, like, mid
Oh, yeah, mid she doesn't even listen to anything through. He says.
Yeah, she doesn't even listen to what's going on. It's kind of a cliche, but, like, it still kind of
well, works, she's in, so, she's in Joyce Byers panic mode now. She is, like, laser-focused. It's like, I have a task.
Yeah.
There's some mischief afoot.
We also have Max and Eleven, they, wait.
What?
Hopper and Joyce, they first, Joyce is like, hey, do you think it's, like, the government back again and operating out of the facility that's caused this whole blackout kind of thing. And he's like, we can go there. We can go and have a look, but I'm sure it's not them kind of thing. So they're going to go investigate the old facility, the old government's facility from season 1 and 2 and, and find out what's going on. Meanwhile, Max and 11, they go to Heather's house to see if she's alive and try and find the body
after they find
that something's happened to her.
Well, they go to Max's house first and they find all the blood and the ice bath in the bathroom and Heather's belongings.
Yeah.
The fanny pack and the whistle.
Yes. Yeah, that's it. So then they tie it to the pool.
And they realize that,
That's how they find out.
You're right. They don't go to Heather's house till later on.
That's true.
It's in this episode, though.
It's okay.
So not a spoiler for any more episodes. So Nancy takes the photo of the feral rat to the group of the misogynist newspaper guys.
That's right.
And they're like, this is a great story. Kind of thing. Like they do the whole Barat thing. not a good story.
What a great story.
This is a good story.
We're out of there. Yeah. Yeah. And we also have, I forgot that he was in this, but we have Jake Busey in this, who is...
Gary's brother. Is
the son of Gary. No, he's the son of Gary. But, do you know who Gary Busey is? Or are you just throwing out a random name?
Gary Busey. Cool.
I would challenge him on that.
I thought you don't watch old movies.
Why would you challenge me?
What movie?
Huh? Yeah, Gary Busey, wasn't he one of the guys in National Lampoon's, Dan?
he's lashing out. He has no idea who he is.
What are you talking about? I know who Gary Busey is.
Are you Googling him right now just to see who he is? What's he from?
He's from Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, he is. Yeah,
he was in Point Break. Point Break, wasn't he? The original one with Keanu.
I don't think he's in that, but he's in.
He is in that.
He plays
Pappas.
In what, Point Break?
Yeah, he's
in
Point
Break. Of course
I know who. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Idiot.
Man.
Yeah, anyway. So, yeah, I forgot he was in this.
Gary Busey.
I forgot he was in this, episode.
We all did.
Incredibly. Yeah, and so then they're basically laughed out of there because she's just got a photo of a feral rat and they basically think that it's nothing kind of thing.
Another Nancy Drew mystery.
Yeah, and they keep calling her Nancy Drew, which I didn't know that Nancy Drew was around for so long because surely Nancy Drew wasn't a reference then, but it's back from 1939 or something like that, the books.
Very old books. Very good though.
Mm.
Yeah. It's so actually, meanwhile at the... Yeah. Yep.
Oh, sorry. Never mind. I was it makes sense because her name's Nancy. I was just pointing that out.
Thank you for explaining that joke, though. We appreciate it. It's really necessary and great.
As I was halfway through saying it, I was like, why am I saying this?
Holy crap. There's a show called Stranger Things because strange things happen.
No, wait.
What?
Strange things happen, but the things in this show are stranger than those strange things.
They're the stranger things. than what happens. Brilliant. There it is.
Wait. Is it called Stranger Things because it's also looks like Stephen King and the font is actually...
What?
Yeah, that actually is a thing.
That's strange.
Stephen King, the font is exactly the same as the Stephen King. Have you noticed that?
You started that sentence as a mocking joke, but it ended with me learning something.
But it's actually just a little bit of trivia I realized halfway through. Yeah, because it's Stephen King and Stranger Things. If you look at the font, it's basically the same as the Stephen King font that's on all the books and everything like that.
It basically has
a lot of references to Stephen King and everything like that.
Yeah, that's
Stephen
King. Fantastic.
Yeah, it wasn't an accident.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not. I'm just making this up. But I'm sure that that's actually true. Yeah.
Nice.
Anyways, we're at Starcourt Mall and Steve and Dustin are basically, they're trying to find anyone that looks Russian.
Looks Russian, that's right.
It's going to be like...
Yes, they are profiling.
And Jason, what does a Russian look like? What does an evil Russian look like?
They look like blonde-haired.
Tall, blonde-haired,
muscled, carrying a duffel bag.
Yes, that's right. And they follow a guy to the yoga.
Oh, it's this
aerobics class.
I loved it.
Yeah, the aerobics.
He's got his boombox in his duffel bag.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, ladies, let's go.
I've got one question for you.
Back with Will and Mike and Lucas, Will is still really wanting to play
D&D,
but nobody else wants to play. And he realizes that basically at this point, he's still sort of he's going through his own things and Mike and Lucas don't really understand because they're just preoccupied with girls at this stage kind of thing. And there is a massive pour down of rain and everybody basically leaves the pool at the same point kind of thing. And so 11 and Max have gone to the pool to try and find the lifeguard, but they don't know, like, they don't know who she is and all that kind of thing. But they find out that her name's actually Heather, and that's how they realize that they could, like, yes, they find out her name and they find out where she lives and everything like that. So that, yep, they're going to find out if she's okay, kind of thing.
So they go to her house.
They go to
her
house.
Yeah.
So pretty good detectives.
Yeah. After she goes into, like, her in-between, upside-down kind of place to find Heather, they go to her house because they find out.
She'd actually make a fantastic detective. Like, probably the best. Like, if she wanted to do that as an adult, like,
so OP.
She'd have no competition. Yeah, exactly. She'd own it.
For sure. Yeah.
Anyway.
She definitely does. Mm. She's kind of like the 1985 version of Google.
She can probably just, the, like, 1985 version of Where's Jeeves? Ask Jeeves.
Or is like Find My Friends. Yeah. Like she.
Yeah, Find My Friends. Yeah.
That app.
Find My Friends. Yes.
100%.
Literally.
Yeah.
So, she's in a bath.
So meanwhile, Hopper and Joyce, they go to the facility and Joyce sort of is going through her own stuff because she realizes she's not really over Bob at this stage. Right. And she's sort of like, she kind of goes through a few sort of,
flashbacks,
just memories kind of thing of, you know, Bob being like brutally murdered by the Demogorgons in Demodogs. The last season.
The Demodogs. Yeah, Demodogs. That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
What happens then? Hopper gets attacked by Terminator, Russian Terminator.
Yeah, and this is where similarities start coming up.
No, that's this episode, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
He gets the crap kicked out of him.
Yeah.
And then Joyce runs in to find Hopper knocked out and then sees a motorbike riding away and kind of gets his license plate. Yep. And kind of gets his license plate. Yeah. And that's... and then you think the episode ends there, but then a hard cuts back to Will. No, hang on. Then we go to Heather's parents' place.
We've missed some bits first. No. We've missed a very important part, and that is Mrs. Driscoll. Nancy and Jonathan go back to Mrs. Driscoll because they want to follow up their story and see what's going on with the rat, and they find Mrs. Driscoll just, you know,
casually
hanging out in the basement, eating some fertilizer.
Yeah, rabid. Oh,
yeah. So rabid.
She's completely
and
feral.
And also, I absolutely love this scene because I fully thought that, you know, we're just going to see like this giant monster, like the thing's just evolved and grown like what the Demodogs did.
Yeah.
But no, it's actually Mrs. Driscoll.
But Mrs. Driscoll. Eating fertilizer, as you do.
Creepy reveal.
What a mad lad.
So Steve and Dustin have realized that they've sort of tracked the source of where, like they followed one of the guys that they think is Russian or whatever to an area of the Starcourt Mall. It's like around the back, like the loading dock kind of area. They're overwatching.
I thought you
So I don't fully understand how they got there, but they somehow worked out that. Oh, no.
No, it's because Robin figured it out. Robin figured out the code.
Yeah, she worked out the code.
And realized that. It's like shipments that are going to this this Thai Chinese food place at a specific time. So they go around the back to the loading dock and they're on the roof and they're watching and they see these shipments arriving, but it's guarded by these two very heavily armed Russian men. And whilst they're watching that, I think one of them makes some noise and the Russian guy goes up to investigate, but they escape and they've realized that that's where the Russians are. The
binoculars and they made a bang and so the whole thing.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Which is pretty awesome. Like, I love their kind of, like, I feel like everyone in this season has their sort of own little quest.
Yeah.
Own, well,
for sure.
They're all split up.
It's cool because,
which is kind of fun. Yeah.
But it works because, like, it's always been that way. It's like the boys always had their own separate things. It's just like finding ways to excuse, like, reasons for them to go on their own different adventures. Yeah. And the fun is in them trying to figure out, all right, which pairings are we so fond of?
Yeah.
Let's find excuses for these guys to team up and go over here and these guys over here. And just figuring out, like, they know what works at this point and what the fans love.
Yeah.
And that's what they've given us. It's great.
That's
so
true.
Yeah. Where do we go from here?
Where do we go from here? Indeed, Max, we go to Heather's parents' place. Max, well, I'm going to go.
That's right.
Max and Eleven ride over to Heather's place, and they They knock on the door, but no one answers. So they just walk in and they find Billy sitting with what we can assume are Heather's parents, having a very lovely and very civil chat. And then Heather's dad's like, okay.
So Heather's dad is Tom. He's the
bloke the from the paper.
Post, yes. Like the, mm-hmm. the paper. Yeah.
And then he says, who the hell are these people dripping on my floor? Where Billy then says, this is Maxine, my sister. And they sort of fumble through, you know, Eleven sort of starts questioning him. She's like, where have you been?
Where's the girl or whatever?
Exactly. Yeah. And then all of a sudden Heather just walks out carrying some food.
Hi guys.
And they fumble through an excuse saying that we heard you weren't at the pool today. We just want to make sure you're okay. Blah, 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 blah. All the while, this is just raising the suspicions of both Heather and Billy hard right now.
Heather's kind of like fully like a Stepford wife kind of
She's
thing.
Stepford. Just bright eyed, like smiley. Yeah.
Kind of thing.
She's like
even
mum.
Billy's like super like perfect. Like, and we've never seen this side of him before.
It's
where
so
he's like
sus.
Really like polite.
No,
like
you see, you saw it when he met Mrs. Wheeler last season.
That's true.
Oh, that's right. True.
So you know he's a two-faced idiot.
Yeah.
But
so this
Heather
is why Max
is real.
Yes, also, yeah, Max isn't suspecting.
Heather's
like,
Heather was like mother from Umbrella Academy. Huh. Which is also kind of Stepford Wives as well.
Yeah,
yeah. Same
very
thing.
True.
Same trope.
Yeah, it's basically the same thing. Mm-hmm. I was expecting her to sort of hover in kind of thing, like she doesn't actually walk. She just sort of floats through the
Hello.
Air.
Hello. Hello, Billy. Hi, Hello, who is father. This? Oh, Maxine, hi.
And her head just like fully rotates like the Exorcist kind of
I
thing.
That's right.
Make more cookies.
Yes. So anyway, having their quest satisfied, Max and Eleven right away. And then Billy, pour some wine for Heather's family. What?
No, just Dean's like doing like the whole eyes and the face kind of thing, like the crazy eyes, like it's turning around.
Perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, Heather's mum gets a little bit, nauseous and dizzy, and she's like, oh, I probably drank the wine too quickly. She excuses herself from the table and then proceeds to pass out in the lounge room.
She can't handle her own liquor. Like,
can't handle her own liquor. And she, we see like, that.
If you can't handle it, you shouldn't drink.
That's right. I mean, look,
that's a great motto. I really like that.
Yeah. A glass of red a day is really good to sort of keep your cholesterol down, but just,
you know
your limits, guys.
I love being on this podcast for just like the life advice that I get and just the great lessons.
Yeah.
RBT
means you need a plan B, even in the 80s, folks.
Oh, poor. Wow. That,
there it is.
That should be on an ad.
Cops.
Seriously.
Cops are tops.
Anyone
so international will be like, what is he talking about right now?
Guys, I was saying, just don't drink and drive, or I put on the safety ahead of yours.
Yeah.
If you can't handle it, don't do
also,
it.
Also, yeah, also, does she like chloroform her dad in this moment as well? Because like, she like knocks him over the head with
the wine bottle
again.
And chloroforms
him. Bad ways of using alcohol. You don't hit people with alcohol bottles.
And if you very good ways of good using idea. Chloroform.
If you can't handle your chloroform, don't have it.
Chloroform. Yeah, just obviously, Heather's dad can't handle chloroform.
Yeah.
Leave
it at home.
Can't handle your chloroform like a real man.
Well, we assume he can't handle the chloroform because we don't know.
That's it. Maybe he can.
No one really dies from chloroform, so where's he going to wake up? We don't know.
Don't they?
He dabbled in a lot of chloroform in his teens.
Maybe,
we don't know.
Yeah, maybe she used too much because she's like, she's a Stepford wife now. She just like dunked the whole bottle of chloroform in there and just went.
I'd love it if the dad doesn't pass out, but it's just like, well, I dabbled in chloroform and this is nothing. Up your game.
I love the smell of chloroform in the morning.
I love the smell of chloroform in the.
And then wakes up in the garage. Morning.
The morning. What? Where am I?
Like it's a week later.
Oh, the Viet Cong have caught me again.
Oh, man.
All right. That brings us to the end of episode 3.
Great episode.
What's going to happen next?
Search for the missing. What was it? The search for the missing lifeguard?
Yes. That's the one.
Case
That's
of the missing lifeguard.
Yeah, that was the episode. Mm-hmm. The case of the missing lifeguard.
You're welcome.
Bom, bom, bom. We know what's happened to her now because we've
seen her. She's alive and fine.
Yeah.
But what happens next?
What happens next?
We don't know. We'll find out. Bloody tune in and get both. Bye, guys.
Hey, Paul, do you want to do the countdown now?
Sure. Huh? Five.
Are we doing the countdown?
Four.
You know, I'm not doing the countdown in my episode, right?
Two.
I'm going to have it. I'm going to have it end with 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Are we done? Yeah, I think we're done.
Oh, man.
All righty then.
Three, so, two, yeah, one.
Listen to the next episode. There we go.
Oh, Jason.
And cut.